Most of us celebrated this feast yesterday. And we see in the prophecies from the book of the prophet Saint Isaiah that these things come true, that they were predicted by God to him, and he wrote them down for our salvation and for our well-being. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your time has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. And of course, the Epiphany is a manifestation of the eternal Son of God upon earth. First of all, he is manifested to the people of Israel, and this is represented in this particular passage. And then the whole world is invited to come to worship the true Lord and King of the universe. And the darkness that covered the earth and the thick clouds that covered the peoples were dissipated. And over them appears his glory, is manifested his glory, the Epiphany. And so nations and kings come to him, and they are represented by the three magi or kings whom we know, but there were most probably others. They are just the representatives. The others were many, but they were not known to us. Saints Balthasar and Caspar and Melchior, whom we know. And they are called wise men in some places, wise magi or kings in another, because in the ancient world, the rulers of the nations were the high priests of the nations. Israel was an exception. But nevertheless, the king of Israel was akin to the high priest, and all the other nations as well. In his epistle to the Hebrews, St. Paul says that in ancient times, God spoke to the nations and to Israel through his Son. But in these latter times, he spoke to the entire world. All the Gentiles are invited to come to the house of God, to the city of God, to the city of peace, Jerusalem, and to receive the gift of salvation. And he predicts that many, many would come from the sea, that is, from the west, but they would also come from the east, from Persia and India, from the south, from Ethiopia, from Egypt. Caravans of camels and dromedaries, and the original it says, shall drown Jerusalem. That's how many there were to be. From Midian and Ephah and Sheba. And they bring three particular gifts, but many others besides, as the Blessed Mother has revealed to some of the mystics of the church. They bring gold because he is God, because he is the King of Kings. They bring frankincense, because as God he must be worshipped with incense, as is offered before the Holy of Holies in the temple. And now all of Jerusalem, and in that sense all of the world, becomes the Holy of Holies. And they bring myrrh, because he comes, unlike us, to die. For his burial, they bring myrrh. And so we have the beautiful story, which was related to St. Matthew by the Blessed Mother herself, of the coming of the three kings and the others with them, for there were many. And they did not understand what was going on. Of course, many think, well, what comet or what star was it? It wasn't. It was an angel that looked like a star. And thus he played games with them, as God plays games with us. Sometimes you can see him, sometimes you cannot. It's the eternal game of hide and seek, divine hide and seek. And so sometimes they saw the angel, the star. Other times they did not. And it says so here. So they go to Jerusalem. They were led that far. And they figure, well, the king should know where the king is born. They might have figured maybe it's his son. Of course not. He's the Son of God. And so Herod was very upset. It says he was very perturbed, all Jerusalem with him, because every time he got upset, heads rolled. And they did indeed, even in this occasion. And so he called in the priests of the temple and the doctors of the temple. Where is this Christ going to be born? He did not know, because he wasn't even a Jew. He was a fake king altogether. So they say to him, he is born in Bethlehem of Judah. And in the prophecy of St. Isaiah, it says, you are by no means the least among all the rulers, that is, the chieftains of each village of Judah. Since from you shall come the ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel, the ruler who is the promised one, the Messiah. And so they go off, and he pretends to want to go to worship with them. So he says, come back and tell me where he is, so I can go. Of course, they heard from an angel of God not to go back. In the meantime, the angel that had hid himself, the star, all of a sudden appeared again and led them right to the house where Mary was with her son, Jesus. Mind you, there is no mention of St. Joseph. St. Joseph was off earning money for the family, building a house or tables or chairs or who knows what. He was not just a simple carpenter. He was a builder. And such it would be, since he is the putative father of the one who built the universe. And so the kings and their entourage go to this place. They have never seen anything like it. And they came and adored the Lord. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. And they opened their treasures. And just as we know of three kings, St. Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior, so we know of three gifts predicted from of old. The gold, because he is God and King. The frankincense, because he is divine. He is God indeed. And the myrrh, for his burial. And the Blessed Mother told the mystics that they kept all these things and used them as God directed. And indeed, when Christ was buried after his crucifixion, they used some of this myrrh for his burial, or all of it, which it was according to the custom of Israel. So everything is laid out, everything is given to us. And as we do so, we pray homage to this child, who is the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Son of the only begotten Son of the Father, the only begotten Son of the Immaculate Ever Virgin Mary. May they bless us and protect us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.